This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And such are the days we give to people in alternating forms. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alternates the days of His creation. Meaning there are days that alternate. Days where we are wealthy and days where we are in debt. Days in which we are relaxed and days in which we are anxious. There are days we feel pride in our children and days we worry about their future. And through all these alterations, there are those who live in each day with a spiritual blindness. And there are those who live each day with tranquility and connection to their Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. That whoever turns away from my remembrance, then they will truly have a suffocating life, an asphyxiated life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing us the difference between those who are pleased and content with their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are thankful no matter the hardship they face, and those who despair at the first sight of hardship. It's the difference between those who are blind spiritually, those who are veiled spiritually, from recognizing any of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every blessing they see is only a reminder of what they don't have. And between those who can only see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around them. It's the difference that we want to discuss today. The difference between a revived heart, a new life, and between the suffocated life. The difference between spiritual joy and material sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. That whoever works righteous deeds, male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and they are believers, then we will give them a new life, a revived life, a life that is good and pure. When we enhance our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we enhance our hearts and purify the hearts and continue to do acts of righteous deeds, then Allah revives your life. It's as if your life was dead. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ. We will give him life now. The scholars say, the new life is the life in which you are content and pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the decree of Allah in your life. When we have this contentment, no matter the external circumstances, this person has a rich life. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you, is the one who is dead, not literally dead, but their heart is dead, is the one who is dead, then we gave him life. And we gave him a light with which to walk amongst the people. He has perception. He has understanding of what he is seeing in his life. Is this person equal to the one who is in darkness? لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. And will never leave this darkness. The one with contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the one who is dead, who is in darkness, who cannot exit out of that darkness. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. He reminds us of the Day of Judgment, the day where no one will benefit from wealth or children. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except for the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. We have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hearts that are pure and sound. But how often are hearts diseased in this world, deprived of contentment? We see people who don't have money and they're not content. And people who do have money and they're also not content. We see people who were married at a young age, not content, wondering, should I have waited before I got married? And people who got married at an old age or yet to get married and they're not content. We see people whom Allah blessed them with children and they're not content, complaining of the difficulties of raising their children. And those who Allah did not give them children, and they too are not content. Husbands not content with their wives, wives not content with their husbands. This is a disease that can afflict any hearts. It's not about what we've been given or what we've been prevented from. Rather, it's about the condition and the soundness of the heart. It's about the perception and the light that we have to see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through. The problem we have is we obsess over the things we've lost or we cannot attain. And we've forgotten all the things that we already have. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to remind us of the blessings of Allah around us. To remind us that we are drowning in the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ مُعَافًا فِي بَدَنِهِ عَنْدَهُ قُوتَ يَوْمِهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا حُيِّزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. That whoever wakes up safe in their home, healthy in their body, you have safety, you're not running for your life, you have health, you're not struggling with an illness, you have enough provision to last you a single day, you have enough food and water to last you one day, not a month, not a year, one day. It's as if all of the dunya has been gathered for this person. We heal our hearts and we become content when we appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we can actually see them and witness them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the blessings of your Lord, then speak. As if Allah is telling you, do not speak except when you are recognizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every word that is thankful to Allah, that reminds us of His blessings, leads us to iman, leads us to contentment, leads us to inner joy. And every word of ingratitude, every word that ignores the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leads us to disbelief and to self-loathing. So Allah says, وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be grateful to Allah, have shukr to Allah, and do not disbelieve. These are the polar opposites, gratitude and disbelief. And so the more we increase in gratitude, we enhance the life in this world and in the next. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, انظر إلى من هو دونك ولا تنظر إلى من هو فوقك فإنه أجدر ألا تزدري نعمة الله عليك. He said, always look to those who are beneath you in terms of the affairs of the dunya. And never look to those who are above you. Because this is more likely to prevent you from underestimating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you that you are drowning in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are in a state of underestimating the blessings of Allah. So look to those who have less than you, so you break this concept of constantly underestimating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah tells you in the Quran, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عِنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't extend your eyes to see what we have given from the pleasures of this world to other people. Why? لِنُفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. This was a test for them. Why would you covet the test that Allah has given others? وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And the provision of your Lord is better for you and longer lasting. Don't look to what Allah has given others, because whatever Allah chose for you is better for you. It's better for you in this life, and it's better for you in the next life. The choice of Allah for you is always better than your choice for yourself. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said, وَرُضَى بِمَا قَسَمَهُ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Be content with what Allah has apportioned for you, you will be the richest of the people. The one who is really poor, who is really deprived, is the one who lost their contentment. The one who does not find pleasure in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them, or at least to be content with it. But those who are content, they live a life of richness, a life of happiness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. They have tasted the sweetness of faith. They have tasted the sweetness of iman. Who? مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ. The one who is pleased with Allah as their Lord. When you are pleased with Allah as your Lord, what does that mean? It means the things that Allah has decreed for you, you are pleased with. You are pleased with Him being your Lord, with Him deciding where you would be born, to whom you would be born, where He decided your life and your circumstances. You are pleased with Allah. You taste the sweetness of iman. And it connects us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the scholars, they said, this sweetness of iman is a form of paradise. The person will be in the dunya, but they are tasting a sweetness of paradise. And so when the person enters Jannah, they've already recognized some of it in the dunya. And so Ibn al-Qayyim and other scholars have said, no one will enter Jannah except they already experienced it. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. Allah says He will enter them into a paradise that they have already experienced. They are already aware of. How are they aware of it? ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ. They tasted the sweetness of faith when they were pleased with Allah as their Lord. And if we were to examine the lives of the Prophet and the righteous people, we would see clearly how they tasted the sweetness of iman in their lives. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the richest of all the people. Even though he may not have any food in his home, even though there were many days the Prophet would pray Fajr, then go to his home, ask his wives, is there any food? They would say, we have not even a date. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, then I am fasting. And the Prophet would fast days, and he would come to break his fast and have nothing but a sip of water to drink. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was the richest of the people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. He found you poor and he enriched you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not enrich our Prophet with wealth and castles, or even bread and dates, but he enriched him with contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a heart that is independent of this dunya, did not need this dunya, and was attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tie rocks against his belly because of the pangs of hunger. This Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah gave him a choice to be a prophet who is a king, meaning a prophet who has castles and wealth and power, like Sulaiman alayhi salam, or to be a prophet who is a servant. He said, I chose to be Abdan Nabiyan, to be a servant who is a prophet. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once left his home to roam the streets. For what reason? At night. For what reason? He was hungry. He wanted to get his mind off of his hunger. So he's walking the streets at night, at a time where rarely anyone would be out of their home. And he comes across whom? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he asks Abu Bakr, why are you out of your home? And he says, Ya Rasulullah, al-ju'. I'm hungry. Two of the best people on the face of the earth were walking outside of their home to get their mind off of their hunger. And as they're walking, they come across a third, Umar radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, why are you wandering? Why are you out walking? And again he tells the Prophet, Al-ju' ya Rasulullah, I'm hungry, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لَأَخْرَجَنِّ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُمَا. Nothing took me out of my home. I swear by the one in whose hand my soul is in. Nothing took me out of my home except exactly what took the two of you out of your home. And as they're spending the night outside, walking and chatting to get their mind off of their hunger, an Ansari man sees them. And he goes and he inquires, what are you doing? And he insists, come to my house. I want to invite you over for food. And he runs to his wife. And he tells his wife, let's slaughter the small sheep we have and cook it for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, the three greatest men on the face of the earth. So they went over to his house and he cooked them this meal. And you can imagine it may have been days and days and days where they haven't had a proper meal, that they are hungry for days and days. And they sit down and they get this meal and they eat it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to his companions. And what does he say to them? He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, I swear by the one in whose hand my soul is in, you will be asked. You will be asked about this blessing on the Day of Judgment. Three men struggling from hunger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they had their first proper meal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, you will be asked about this on the Day of Judgment. What blessings are we going to be asked about? What blessings are we going to be asked about? What houses do we have with heaters and air conditioners perfectly primed to the temperature we want? Running water in our house, a fridge to keep our food, a car to drive us around in luxury. What pleasures are we going to be asked about on the Day of Judgment if they're going to be asked about a single meal? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he entered upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he saw the red marks on the back of our Prophet because of the mattress he was sleeping on, that was just twigs and a cover over it. He could see the red marks on his back. And Umar began to cry. And he said, the kings of the Persians and the Romans have these elaborate beds and sheets and cushions and silk and gold and silver, and you, O Messenger of Allah, are in this state? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, to remind him and us about what's really important, he said, أَمَا تَرْضَى أن تكون لهم الدنيا وتكون لنا الآخرة. Wouldn't you, aren't you happy that they have the dunya, but that we have the akhirah? This is true richness. This is true wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't be deceived by the life of this world. Don't be deluded by this world. Don't let your heart turn into self-loathing and anger and bitterness. Why didn't I have this? Why does he have it and I don't have it? Look at the greatest people who ever lived. That's true wealth. That's true wealth. Whoever is content with Allah, they will be the richest of all the people. And the true poverty is being distracted by the blessings of Allah away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the cars and the houses and the wealth is a distraction away from the one who without him, none of these luxuries would even exist. And the richness of our heart is when we see and we recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time we see a blessing. And this is not so easy, so we ask Allah. It has to be part of our dua, our daily dhikr. Turning to Allah, asking Him to allow us to be grateful. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. My Lord, enable me. Give me the ability. Give me the ability to be thankful to all the blessings that you bestowed upon me. فَأَقُولُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنْهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. As we think about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, often we think about the blessings of Allah as a number. We think about it as the number in our bank account. The blessings of Allah are beyond that. Of the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He allowed you to be here today. He allowed you to pray to Him. He allowed you to turn to Him. When a man went to Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he said, I keep doing sins, but Allah has not prevented me. I have money. I have means. I have ability. And I keep doing sins. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to him, أَتَقُومُ اللَّيْلِ. Do you stand and pray at night? The man said, no, I don't pray tahajjud. He said, كَفَاكَ أَنْ حَرَّمَكَ اللَّهُ مَنَاجَتَهُ. He said, it's enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented you from having that private dua with Him. What more of a prevention is there than that? And what more of a blessing is there that Allah azza wa jal allows you to worship Him? I mean, we have to be thankful for that blessing. And of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a sin presents itself to you and you are capable of doing it and you maybe desire to do it and you turn away from it, because that strength to turn away from it was a blessing in and of itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Allah mentions about Prophet Yusuf that she desired him and he would have desired her had he not seen the signs of his Lord. كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. This is how we averted him from evil and immorality. Indeed, he was of our chosen slaves. When Allah saves you from a sin that you intended to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you. Allah has chosen you and made you amongst His chosen slaves. And so be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every sin He averted you from. And look in your life for all of the blessings of Allah. Not only the material blessings, but every blessing Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you, and turn to Him with gratitude and thankfulness and contentment for how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged our lives. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد اللهم صل على محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار وصل عليه ربنا ما تضوع مسك وفاح صل عليه صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا مبتلا إلا عافيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك لنا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وسرتها برحمتك أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون عبد الله بن صلاح.